We've talked for weeks now about rising tensions in the Arab world. Obviously, Tunisia, Egypt, also protests in Yemen, Jordan, and now some relatively violent protests in Bahrain. The Persian Gulf Kingdom saw more protests today. A second demonstrator was killed by gunfire, and it spurred the largest Shiite bloc there to suspend participation in the country's parliament. Joining us now live from Bahrain is Michael Slackman, New York Times foreign correspondent. Good afternoon, Michael.
Hi.
So tell me exactly what we saw today. I understand somebody was shot when they were attending the funeral of another protester who was shot during what was called the Day of Rage protest on Monday.
Well, what happened this morning was hundreds, maybe thousands. It was, I'd say, about 2,000 people showed up at the hospital where the body of the young man who was killed last night had been picked up for the funeral, like where he was taken. And they started marching very peacefully off the hospital grounds, following a truck that had the body in a casket strapped on the roof. And as soon as they hit the street, one young man, in a fit of emotional anger, attacked the police. And that was it. The police opened fire with rounds of tear gas. And what the police would do is they don't lob the tear gas into the crowds. They aim it at you as though they're trying to shoot you with tear gas canisters. The tear gas was obviously quite acrid. Everybody ran. And in the chaos at the moment, another young man was shot and killed. And as with the first young man, apparently shot in the back.
Well, explain to us, give us a sense of this country in which there's only about 1.2 million people that live in this tiny little country. Half of them are foreign workers. And there's been a longstanding tension between the royal family and the ruling elites, one would say, who are, for the most part, Sunnis, and the most of the local population who are Shiites. So is this at heart a religious conflict?
It's not a religious conflict, exactly. You do have a divide between communities along religious lines. But really what you have is a large disenfranchised population, mostly young men like elsewhere in the Middle East, who feel that they want their rights. The protesters aren't chanting religious slogans. They're saying we want a democracy. They're saying we want a new constitution. They're saying they want a parliament that actually counts. They're saying they want equal opportunities in education and employment and housing. That's what they're calling for. Right now, Bahrain is an absolute monarchy. There's a parliament. The lower house is elected, but the upper house is appointed. And a community that has about 70% of the population has only 18 seats out of a total of 80 in the two houses.
Well, I want to play you this clip from Bahraini blogger Mahmoud Al-Yusuf speaking to the BBC.
When martyrs fall and blood gets spilled, it's not very easy to calm nerves or to ask for clear heads.
So tell me, what can we expect in the days ahead? Do you expect to see escalation?
Well, the crowds were clearly galvanized by the death of this first young man. Bahrain had called for a day of rage following on the heels of the Tunisian and Egyptian uprisings that ousted their president on February 14th. And though there were a lot of people involved, it really wasn't supercharged until this young man was killed. There was 10,000 people easy out in the streets today in a mix of mourning and political protest. The next big day we have to look for is Friday, the holy day here.
All right, Michael Slackman, New York Times, a foreign correspondent, speaking to us live from Bahrain about protests going on there and two young men killed during the protests and a funeral today.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.